Texas bill aimed at big tech censorship likely to pass. By Alim Bokhari on September 2, 2021. After being halted by Democrat lawmakers' boycott of the state legislature earlier this year, a bill aimed at reining in big tech censorship introduced by Republican lawmakers in Texas looks set to pass. The bill declares that social media platforms function as common carriers, are affected with the public interest, are central public forums for public debate, and have enjoyed governmental support in the United States, and that social media platforms with the largest number of users are common carriers by virtue of their market dominance. The law contains strong transparency mandates for social media companies, requiring them to disclose how and why they moderate content, and how and why they prioritize certain types of content, including their own, in user news feeds. It also prohibits censorship on the basis of political viewpoint and allows citizens of Texas to sue tech companies that wrongfully terminate their accounts or censor them. The Texas Attorney General will also be empowered to sue tech companies on behalf of groups of users. The common carrier language introduces a tougher and older legal standard than Florida's tech censorship law, which was shot down by a Bill Clinton-appointed federal judge shortly after it was passed. It is one of the approaches suggested by U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas in his opinion on tech censorship, which he gave earlier this year. The law has caused alarm amongst big tech's paid advocates. NetChoice, the industry trade group that represents Google, Facebook, Twitter, PayPal, Amazon, and other companies known for engaging in political censorship, has been furiously condemning the law, to no avail. Texas House Democrats also oppose the bill, and have attempted to add amendments that would allow tech companies to censor hate speech and vaccine disinformation, but were defeated. Adam Kovacevich, the former top Google employee who now heads the big tech advocacy group Chamber of Progress, said the law would lead to more hate speech online. Kovacevich was embroiled in scandal during his time at Google for describing the annual Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, as a sideshow circus while telling Google employees that the tech giant planned to steer the conservative movement using strategic political donations. The bill has passed the Texas Senate, and its companion bill is likely to pass the House. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., has publicly supported the law and is likely to sign it once it reaches his desk. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #DeleteIt, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.